A generation of air-minded young Americans, steeped in the exciting stories of World War I air aces, Loop, Campbell, Luftberry, and Rickenbacker, wanted wings. Hundreds raced to Canada to become volunteers with the RCAF. One of these was Pilot Officer John G. McGee, Jr., son of a prominent Washington, D.C. clergyman. He was only 19 when he lost his life in air combat against the Luftwaffe during the Battle of Britain. But, like Robert Crawford, he left a legacy for airmen the world over in the form of a poem written shortly before his last mission. Today, John G. McGee's poem, High Flight, is considered a classic of its kind, and the original is kept as a rare manuscript in the Library of Congress. Here to read the poem, High Flight, is another airman, a former combat flyer who knows the world of which our late poet wrote, a Brigadier General in the Air Force Reserve, and a distinguished actor, Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, I've slipped the surly bounds of earth and danced the skies on laughter's silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds, and done 100 things you have not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air, up, up the long, delirious, burning blue. I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God.